It's time for All Access with Aditi, brought to you by Bet365, the NFL on CBS reporter. Aditi, do you feel the thin air in Denver when you go?
You do.
Yeah.
I didn't feel my bracelet.
Oh, someone else is feeling right now.
I'm so sorry about
have
that.
Have you had to deal with nosebleeds, too? Like, I've had those in Vegas where the air's so dry.
No, that hasn't happened to me, but I do remember a long time ago, I think it was a playoff game, in fact, having to race from one end of the stadium to the other, and at the end being a little bit winded, like running through the bowels of the stadium. Ooh. And this is at the time when I was in what I thought was like my best shape. And I remember thinking, why am I so winded? And it was someone reminding me, it's the altitude. That's
why you're winded. Do players tell you all the time that it is demonstrably more difficult to play there than other road venues?
No. Not really.
Really?
I mean, I heard more complaints, frankly, about a place like Miami, where the visiting team is in the full hot sun and the home team has shade.
Like when Jay Ajayi was running for 400 yards and Lawrence Timmons was throwing up in the end zone. I was there for that game.
Could be. Yeah. Yes, sort of to that end.
And AB was jogging back to the huddle and Ben was ripping him a new one. That was a good time. I was there for that.
All the things that you remember. My goodness.
Aditi, so Russell Wilson, worst kept secret. He's the starter. Tomlin now teasing a package of plays, gimmick plays against Atlanta. Do you think that this is gamesmanship, or do you really think he's going to take Russ off the field to get Fields in there for snaps against the Falcons?
I think that that would be the smart thing to do. I mean, has Russell Wilson shown enough over the course of the last 3 years and this entire camp to make you think you can never take the ball out of his hands? This goes back to when we used to talk about this in the press box all the time. Why don't you use Josh Dobbs in a package? And if you're never going to run a quarterback sneak with Ben Roethlisberger, then at least throw Josh Dobbs in for something like that. Of course, never happened, but the argument then was, well, Ben Roethlisberger is far and away one of the best players on the field, and why would you take the ball out of his hands? I don't know that Russ has necessarily proven that he's the only person that could make things
go. So you're going to take Mike at face value here on this one, then?
Why not? I mean, but I also think that he's done this unbelievable troll job, I will tell you that, with all of this. You know, come on. From the time that Russell Wilson was signed, we knew that he was the starter. That's why he signed as quickly as he signed. That's why he chose the Steelers right then, as opposed to waiting to see who was going to get a quarterback hurt and who would desperately need someone.
Aditi, this connects a little bit to who's playing quarterback, just because Fields is a little more mobile, obviously. But Isaac Seumalo, it seems, according to Adam Schefter, that the Steelers might have dodged a bullet. Those are Schefter's words about it being a season-ending pec injury, but still might be a weeks-long or even a months-long thing with Seumalo, apparently. If he is out, how much does that hurt their line? How much have you heard from people about like his overall level of skill and what he means to them?
You know what? This is one of those that when I don't know the answer, I should just tell you I don't actually know. I'm not as well-versed on that at the moment, and I apologize.
That's fine.
But I'm Seahawks mode.
Fair enough. I can ask you something else, though, in general, that I think is just a broad question about O-lines. When you have as many moving parts as the Steelers have had to have, with Fautanu not playing and Jones still playing the position I don't think they have earmarked for him long term, whenever you've talked to coaches about having to shift so many pieces around in that group, like, what's the biggest challenge that they've told you happens or comes from that? Like, is communication, just guys who aren't as good? Like, what do you think's the biggest impediment when a team has to move that many pieces around in a 5-man grouping?
I mean, that's exactly it, right? There's no unit on the field that relies on communication and chemistry more than the offensive line. And as much as you want to say, okay, well, individual skill or talent translates into something, of course you need reps together. That's it. Like, at some point, it's about having that time together. When we talk about the Steelers having one of the best lines when they had Pouncey and DeCastro and Al and Marcus and Ramon Foster, a lot of that was about cumulative reps. So, but again, this is not, I mean, let's go around the division. The Ravens are going to have three new starters on that offensive line, and John Harbaugh isn't even telling anyone yet who they are. Let's look at the Cleveland Browns. I mean, they haven't had anybody playing tackle.
Yep.
Exactly. And none of what they expect to be their starting five. Jed Wills hasn't played. Their left tackle hasn't played at all during camp, although he's about to now start this week. Jack Conklin, also their right tackle, hasn't played at all. Now, Joel Bitonio is as veteran of a guard as they come and doesn't necessarily need those preseason reps with everybody else, but Ethan Pochick, the center, was hurt for a little while. When you talk about all five, those five having a group, having reps together, they haven't yet at all.
Aditi, I'm going to ask you.
And they haven't played with Deshaun Watson in the preseason either. So
I'm one of those people who's
all of this to be like, look, everybody's kind of dealing with
it. I know, but I hate giving them any other team credit for their problems and worrying about. I only worry about my own, and always my team's problems are way worse than anybody else's.
Or magnified than anybody else's.
They're all on a relative scale. Yeah, like the Ravens are going to figure it out, the Browns are somehow going to figure it out, and the Steelers, I'm on pins and needles. That's how my brain works.
Aditi, I'm going to ask you a hard question here. Do you talk to people in the NFL who think that, and this is something that obviously became a big talking point when Rudolph went in and Pickett went to the sideline, this idea where Fields gets to watch the game. He's not playing, he's watching. He was almost thrown right in Chicago. He played a lot as a young guy in his early 20s. Do you get the sense from talking to people that watching from the sideline will help Justin Fields big picture as a starting quarterback in the NFL?
I mean, people say that a lot when you've got a young quarterback, and this is a whole conversation I had with one of my colleagues yesterday about whether they're served or not by sitting or whether you throw them right in there. Justin Fields has already seen a lot of football. He's participated in a lot of football. He's faced a lot of defenses. So I think that there's a little bit less so where he can learn is wearing the headset and getting acclimated to the play calls coming in, to the managing of a script or going off script. And being in that environment can certainly be helpful. I just don't think it's, okay, this is going to make a night and day difference.
I'm going to give you a couple wide receiver names who are free agents. You are now well-traveled in the NFL. If somebody called the Didi and said, hey, the Steelers are kicking the tires on Kadarius Toney, would you say good idea or bad idea, and why?
So I personally really like Kadarius Toney, and I remember having a conversation with Andy Reid last year, week 18, and I said to him, you don't really give up on players, do you? And he said, you know, I try not to. And he said, Toney really is a good kid. And that's good, but I also feel like when you're thinking about what the Steelers wide receiver room needs right now, they need more of an Amari Cooper and less of a Kadarius Toney.
Well, Amari Cooper's aren't available unless you take the reports that he was almost traded to San Francisco to heart.
Which he was not available, and that was not reality, but okay.
Malzi has tried to convince me on this guy, and I think he's done a rather good job at it. Terrace Marshall from Carolina got cut. You've been around them, right? Where do you come down on him as a potential prospect?
I saw him late. Did I see him? Was he hurt? I saw Carolina late in the season last year. I don't know enough yet. I'd have to, but if you give me a little time, I'll do some digging.
All right, last one.
And I can certainly find out.
Before Pony gives you the last one, I don't want you to, like, you don't have to slag an organization, but it does seem from afar like Carolina's got a lot of dysfunction right now. It's just an unsettled place. Is that one of those spots when guys are out of that situation right now, you do wonder if maybe it holds some players back, at least in some cases?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I would, and not that I want to slander Carolina in any way or cast aspersions on them, but I'll tell you that, I'll give you the example of Baker Mayfield. He went through, you know, being ditched by Cleveland and then going to Carolina, that being an abject mess, going to L.A. And I remember in his free agency, he said to me the number one most important thing to him is finding an organization that is well run from the top down. And that mattered more than anything else. That's what he thought he found in Tampa Bay. And he's just a different guy now. You know, he had a show me year. He got a new deal. He is the unequivocal leader. I think that those things absolutely do make a difference.
And that's what we're hoping happens with Russell Wilson here. Last one, Noah Brown in Houston got cut. We were surprised by that, even though they had a lot of good wide receivers. Productive there last year, seemed to make it work with C.J. Stroud, a numbers game in Houston. I like him, Aditi, especially given the Steelers' lack of depth at wide receiver.
I think that might be sort of a low-cost, low-risk option. But, again, I wish that you guys would message me and say, hey, get well-versed on the
Terrace
wide receiver
Marshall,
market right
ignore
now.
The rest of what he said to you. Just, I need a lot of Terrace Marshall dirt.
I mean, we're not talking about Jerry Rice and T.O., Aditi. Those guys are available, but they're closer to 50 and 60 now. All right, good stuff. We'll talk again
next
week.
All right, guys, I'm sorry.
All good. Bye now.
All right, we'll talk soon. Bye.
Aditi.